Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Won't You Date Me? It's a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though I have been practicing alone and I'm raring to go. I will fuck anybody, anywhere. I'm so horny. My guest today, you know her from RuPaul's Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Part 1, Part 2. Also, they had a very amazing live show called Here's to Life, right? Is that the name of it? Yes, it's Latrice Royale!
Oh my God, finally!
I honestly, I never asked you to do it because I was like, surely Latrice is so busy. And
not
then the pandemic
you.
Hit. Oh,
not
Latrice,
for
thank
you,
you.
Ever.
Oh my God, this closet you're in is stunning.
Well, you know, my little pieces, girl, gotta have somewhere to live. So we're gonna sit here, you know, in the boudoir.
I love it. So you guys live in Florida, right?
We do. We have a beautiful home that we just purchased.
Yes, come on, purchase it.
Right before the pandemic hit. So, you know, God has a funny sense of humor, don't he?
Truly. And you have a pool. Did I see you in a pool?
Of course, baby.
Yes.
We had to do the full fantasy. I was like, if we're going to buy and we're going to do this, I want full fantasy. And we got it.
I absolutely love it. Also, this is Christopher, your husband, sent me a text. This today is the anniversary of when I met you.
How crazy is that?
It's so bonkers because I had posted a Friday's episode and then Christopher texted or no commented. He's like, when are you going to have my husband on? And I was like, right. Oh, yeah. Latrice surely isn't traveling right now. Sunday.
And perfect. Let's just pick the day that we met. And
truly,
how kismet is that? That's
it
awesome.
Was so funny. So Here's to Life is such an incredible show. It is like filled with heart, but also comedy. And then you lip sync. And then you lip sync this last song. And I was like staring at you on stage. And I was like, oh my God. Latrice is like bringing my mother back to me.
Oh my
and
God.
Then you went backstage, and then I was like, ooh, I have to tell Latrice, which is insane. And then Christopher's packing up, and I was like, excuse me, query, is Latrice coming back? And Christopher's like, she might be tired, I'm not sure. And I was like, oh, okay, well, and in that case, can you just tell Latrice she reminded me of my dead mother, and the look Christopher gave me was like I was crazy. And in that moment, I was like, this was a crazy thing to say.
Yeah, but no, because he got it. He understood it.
Yes, but then he was also like, you're Nicole Byer. We watch you on Girl Code. And I was like, ah, yes, I'm not crazy because I've been on TV.
That's what it means.
Oh, my God. I got to say, if people haven't seen you perform, you put on a fucking show.
Thank you.
I saw you at Mickey's, and you at one point leapt up so high in the air, I was like, she's going to go through the ceiling, and then landed in this split, and I was like, God damn! it's truly incredible. When did you start performing?
Oh, my God. I'm almost 30 years in the game now. I started back in 93, 92. Yeah.
Goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
It truly is. Like, time, honestly, 2020 has been like, what is time? But truly, like, what is time anymore? Everything is so, it just like flies past.
It does. Like, I can't believe I'm this old already. it just kind of snuck up on a bitch, you know?
Yeah, truly. I just had my birthday. I've either turned 35 or 36. I don't know. I don't care anymore. I could do the math.
Yeah, but why bother? When you look like you look, bitch, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And put it on a platter, baby. Yeah!
Yes. She got a baby face.
Okay.
Someone recently asked me, they were like, what did you look like as a baby? And I was like, you're looking at
you're looking at it.
I have
right
looked
here.
The same since birth, just a round baby face.
It comes in handy.
Yes, it does. What made you get into drag?
A dare. Like, you know, we fall for anything sometimes, but they dared me to do it. And it was Halloween, so I did it for Halloween. I did Wanda from A Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all listeners out there that might not know, Jamie Foxx is the biggest drag queen of them all. So,
truly.
But I did Wanda. Hey, I'm going to rock your world. and I thought that was going to be the end. And they were like, no, you should do the amateur show at the Copa, world famous Copa down here in Fort Lauderdale. May she rest in peace. Oh, she's gone. Oh. But that's where Latrice got her start. And I did the amateur show, girl. Back then, you know, we didn't have no Amazon Prime.
You can't be overnighted, a fringed leotard.
Or 16 pump, you know, just readily available, not happening. So, girl, needless to say, I didn't have no shoes. I didn't have a wig. So we wrapped some gold lame around my ass, and I made a turban, bitch, and went out there, thought I was going to do this interpretive dance at the drag show. When I tell you, they looked at me like, what in the actual fuck is you doing, bitch? This is not what we are here for.
This is not it.
So I got a fashion citation and some drink tickets and sent home, girl. They were like, not tonight, boo-boo. You're going to have to do better than this. But I was like, I can win this contest because I've seen these boogers. You know, I know better than this. So I went to Joanne Fabrics, got me the old Simplicity pattern. Stitched me up old hot monstrosity of a dress. It was horrible, but it was my own. And girl, my roommate found me a wig and some hair, and I did New Attitude by Patti LaBelle, and I won. And then that was the beginning of the, here we are 30 years later.
I love that story specifically because I feel like people, even more now than before, are like, I have to be perfect when I start. I have to be the best of the best. And it's like, well, how do you get to be the best of the best? You just have to put yourself out there. You just have to fucking try.
You have to try. But the difference between now and then is the simple fact that you can go on YouTube and become a professional within 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
You so, sure can.
Like one or two, three tutorials and you automatically on RuPaul's Drag Race and you about to be, you know, slaying the game. And so,
but I feel like you need just a touch of experience. Like, how are you going to go on a television show but not know how the people react to your drag? Right. If you haven't performed, how do you... And I'm not saying that that's the only way you can do drag, but I'm like, that's a lot of it. A lot of it after the show is meeting people in person and performing for people in person. That's how you make your coin.
That's how you make the coin. And if you can hold and captivate an audience, like, what are you offering that all these other girls don't have. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole thing. What is like, what makes you special? And a lot of girls miss that part of it. They look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like gagged for the first 30 seconds and you're enthralled for maybe a minute. And then you're like, all right, what next?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, I feel like you sing, you lip sync, you also dance, you've got these amazing costumes. It feels like you have a lot. Like, there's just like a breath of talent from you, and which, like, I appreciate so much. And then also you got to write on AJ and the Queen. True. Which I was like, what a delightful way to put your money where your mouth is. We're doing a show about a drag queen. Sure, we'll staff, you know, the room with writers, but like, let's get an actual queen in the room and teach her how to write, so then you can take that skill elsewhere where maybe it's not about a drag queen, but your experience can, you know, be applied. I applaud you for doing it. Was it scary?
Oh my God, it was so intimidating. I had never been in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have Michael Patrick King and RuPaul and all these like names, and we're in Warner Brothers, and I'm just like, am I at the right place? Is this where they serving the chicken dinners at? Because like, but it was like, to watch that process, because it was very unorthodox the way they went about scripting and writing AJ. They had never just had a like person in a room spouting off stories and saying blah, 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 blah. So it was different. And I was like, well, this is an amazing process. And I learned so much. And then when I was able to like create a role for myself and a character for myself, and see it come to life, that was the most amazing part. Like,
mm-hmm.
I felt at home. I was like, this is what I need to be doing more of. It was a breeze. It was so much fun.
I think the thing I love the most is because it, like, opened a door to, like, the scripted world. Like, now you have experience, and now it's like, ooh, what's Latrice going to do next? It's exciting.
Very exciting. And I definitely am going to pursue and get more into some scripted things, because it's just time. And I've been saying it for a long time, and I've just been on the road a lot.
Yes. It is hard to say no to money that you know you can make. Yes. To sit, take a break, and try to create something that may come, you know, to life, but may also just be developed for such a long time. So it's like, it's interesting that you have to make those choices.
You do.
But, you know, shit happens.
Shit happens. And that's the world we live in as up-and-comers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we got to try to make a way out of no way. Because they're going to tell you no before mm-hmm. they tell you yes. So,
yeah, you're going to get a whole fucking lot of no's.
Yeah. So,
as a bigger queen, so I assume you get everything made for you now. But in the beginning, was it hard?
Oh my God, I had to make everything myself because I couldn't afford to really pay for people to sew for me. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it was like survival of the fittest or mm-hmm. unfittest. Like,
yeah, people don't understand. It's fucking tough if Baby. You do not fit in straight sizes. I used to almost exclusively shop at the Salvation Army and Goodwill when I was in New York because, yes, I had a dad to fall back on, but I was like, how will I survive if he's not here? So, like, I'm glad that I didn't lean on him so much. But I would go to the Salvation Army. I would find sometimes two skirts with similar patterns, and I learned how to sew them together. And last time I went to my storage unit, I found a skirt that I had so poorly altered, but, like, wore it because I was like, ooh, this bitch, she did it. Okay, she moved the button. Can you even? But, like, sometimes you gotta live the fantasy till you can afford the fantasy.
You gotta do it. Hello. Fake it till you make it, baby. That's what I'm saying. Yes, God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. Oh, boy.
It is the struggle.
And I've been trying to find some Black-owned people or businesses that make plus-size stuff.
Mm-mm.
And it's been an uphill battle trying to find stuff that isn't
just like stretchy or like, ooh, titties are out, ass is out. Which is sometimes.
Well, sometimes, but I'm trying to cover some shit up, really.
Yeah, just, you know, every now and again, the girls could be for me. Yeah. My booty could be for me. When did you meet Christopher, your husband?
We met December 22nd, 2012, when the world was supposed to be ending, according mm-hmm. to the Mayan calendar, if you're into that thing.
Mm-hmm. The Mayans fucked up because it's 2020.
Here we are. Here we are. But they ain't far off, bitch, because they're trying to kill us off slowly but surely. but we met at a meet and greet. I was there in Knoxville in his hometown. And he came out to the show to watch just like any other fans and whatever. But when it came to the meet and greet time, they didn't know what really to do. Mm-hmm. So very good looking. So it was a little chaotic. And it was in between the two shows. So they would have a show, break, meet and greet, and then another show.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got time for that. That's not a break for me, bitch.
It's not. And I do them all the time. And people don't understand it. It's like, you're eating into my downtime, but also like, I'm happy to see you, but like, this has to be as organized as possible because I still have to do a show for these other paying people.
That part. And so it was like a kind of a shit show, and he was friends with the show director. So she was trying to get a cocktail, run the meet and greet, change her clothes, smoke a cigarette. Girl, you got a lot going on, and this... Just on it, honey.
Let's
so
do it.
He brought some order to it, and he just started taking pictures of the patrons, you know, and running the meet and greet. So it was organized, and I started flirting and dropped my Sharpie, and he bent over to pick it up. So I dropped it again, girl. I was like, look at all that booty on this little white boy, honey. Yeah. Yeah, and so, yeah, here we are. And then the next week was New Year's Eve. I was booked in Nashville, which is a three-hour drive from there. And he was like, I was thinking about coming to see you for New Year's Eve. I said, well, you should, and you can be my New Year's Eve date.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came, but he didn't know if I was inviting him as a fan, just like, oh, yeah, come see my show, or was I inviting him to come see my show? And so, so he showed up very timidly, and I was like, no, you're staying with me. You're going to stay the weekend with me, and it's going to be all cool. We were very gentleman-like, but he was my first kiss after New Year's, and we've been together ever since.
That's so romantic.
It's stupid, right?
I love it. That's so cute. That's so, like, he was just like, yes, I'll drive 3 hours, but like, I don't know what this is. And I'm happy to just, you know, see how this plays out.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
It's wild. I truly a dream. I love it. You guys tour together.
We do. We do sometimes. He was on the road with me quite a bit. But then we had to take time back because I needed him on the road, on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was better for him to be home and keeping things moving here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for a lot, he does tour sometimes when I go out of the country, especially. He does come with me.
And then Here's to Life, he plays piano during the show.
So he has to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's talent.
Yes, he's part of the talent.
He's
come
talent,
on now.
Honey, this talent.
Is it hard to live with, love, and work with somebody?
It presents its challenges, but it's about balance. You have to really be real conscious of how you speak to people, you know? And I always try to come from a loving place when I address Christopher, even if it's not, you know, something is going awry. But I never get out of pocket, and that's the biggest thing that you have to make sure you do is to... oh, hi. Speaking of, he must have heard
his ears were burning.
Come on over here. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Christopher.
Hi, imaginary best friend. You know I love you so much.
We were talking about you.
How dare you?
I want your version of how you guys met and came to be together.
Oh, I'm just a desperate homosexual like the rest of these race chasers out here.
When you met Latrice, were you like, I'm a fuck Latrice?
Oh.
We were flirting pretty quick. We were. Mm-hmm. I cannot say we were not flirting. And I have always said that anybody that's watched my husband on stage, you know he knows how to move all that around. So, I mean, like, you know, you're going to have, I knew that if it got to that, it would be a good time.
I mean, you're right. I was complimenting Latrice. I was like, the way you move on stage is truly incredible.
It's true. I mean, like, yeah, nobody can shablam like that and not know their way around the bedroom.
I love it.
I love making you laugh. I was just looking at that picture of us with pizza in my mouth, because that's what occurred to me to do. Like, why would I do that?
And excuse the beauty.
Indeed.
What did I didn't realize it was excuse the beauty.
What did you think it was?
Hold on. I can't remember. I don't remember, but I thought it was something completely different. And then when I heard it, I was like, not what I thought it was. I can't remember. It was something similar, but like not it. Rather stupid.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt. Keep talking about me. I love you and I would date you.
Thank you.
He won't let me, but I would.
Fair. I mean, you know, a throuple is—it's a lot of work. I would say.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. We're it was a lot of work.
Bye, Christopher.
Love you.
Love you.
There. See. Look at that. lurking around the corners, honey. And there you.
I think my favorite part of that is how Christopher is so proud of how immediate he was like, that's what I wanted, and I went for it. I love when people talk about the person they love and you see it in their face.
Uh-huh.
Like Christopher, like the smile that happened when he was like, oh, you see my husband working. Like, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we are. It's working. It's working.
And then you guys got married 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's going to be 2 years ago coming up this month.
Who proposed to who?
Well, you know, I proposed. We were in Seattle, and I've been planning it for a while, and some shit went down in Orlando. That was when the big pulse thing happened, and then I was like, oh my God. Am I going to go through with this or not? Because the world, you know, we were all shooketh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just kind of meditated on it. I was like, no, I'm just going to go ahead and make the plan and go forth. So when I was going to go pick up the rings, we had just gotten back. I had just gotten back from North Carolina, wherever I was. And he couldn't understand why I needed to go out on an errand that he couldn't go on. Right after this tragedy, we had just lost our very good friend, and I'm acting funny. So, you know, he's like, well, where are you going? Well, why can't I go? Like, just nosy.
Like, just nosy.
Like, sometimes I just need to take a minute for myself. Can I just go take a minute for myself? And so I was able to go and sneak these rings and purchase them and arrange everything with the people, our friends in Seattle, with Floyd and Lady Chablis and all them girls, and surprise him with this proposal, and it worked out. And then Jujubee was there, of course, and so she went on her social media, and it just went everywhere, and everybody saw it. Yeah. The part that didn't work out so well was that, you know, it went out before we got a chance to tell his mom.
Yeah.
So that part happened unexpectedly, but we got past it.
We worked it out.
I mean, it's happening, so, you know.
Yeah, it's wild how, like, you say something on social media and then it snowballs and you're like, ooh, this got a little further away than I thought it would get.
Especially with the time difference there on the East Coast when we were on the West Coast time, so it was definitely too late to call them and be like, hey, this just happened.
This just happened. We're engaged. We're fiancé.
And But now it's all good. I'm her favorite son-in-law. I think I'm her favorite son, period. I think she's going to trade.
I love that you get along with Chris's family. Does Chris get along with your family?
Yes, they love him. You know I'm from Compton, right? You do know that. Okay, so 4th of July, a few years ago, we were at my brother's house in Compton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
4th of July, girl, in Compton. Oh, when I tell you his nerves, honey, he didn't know whether it was gunshots or fireworks.
I was just about to say, it's like, it's the real, is it gunshots or fireworks? Or is it a combination of both? And should we get down? Can I finish my hot dog?
It definitely was a combination of both, but I was like, you are good hands. We over here. We're at his house, at Scooby's house. Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody coming up through here wrong. Trust and believe. Everybody know who he is, so we good. So, but it was funny to see his reaction of like, is that guns? Or, well, we about to die.
You gonna pass away? Is this what's happening? You took me to die at a barbecue?
Honestly,
if someone took me to a barbecue and I died, I'd be like, at least you were concerned about my food intake before the Lord taketh.
Well, the biggest thing is that you were invited to the barbecue.
Yes.
How many bitches that we are like, you are not invited to the barbecue, bitch. You can't come. You put raisins in your potato salad. No, girl. No.
I have dated so many men that I was like, I would never bring you to a barbecue, let alone meet my sister. And my sister's the kindest person, but I'm not taking you to meet her. You don't know how to fucking act.
Exactly. So.
My God. Yeah. Oh, dating is so awful. Before you met Chris, was dating hard or was it easy? Because you were on Drag Race before you met Chris, right?
Yeah, I was on. We started airing a full year almost before I met him. But it was horrible and hateful. I hated it. I hated every part of the cat and mouse game playing, lying, conniving. Bitch, I ain't got time for that. And so the older I got, the more ridiculous it was to me to be even saying boyfriend and dating. I'm like, bitch, you're a little too old to be talking about my girlfriend and my boyfriend. You need you need a husband to sit your ass down. So
I assume, like, I don't know, after I was on TV, I found it hard to navigate whether are you here because you actually like me or are you here because you're a fan? Mm-hmm. What is the difference? So, like, after the show, was it like a huge difference?
Huge difference. I'll tell you this much, like, because, you know, I was like, I was never into like twinks, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? And so that was never my zhuzh. And Raja had posted something about these days she's eating more Twinks than ever and whatever. And I just kind of laughed. I'm like, girl, that is not my thing. She's like, well, it's going to be your thing. So just get ready because they're going to be throwing ash away every which way. And I didn't believe her. I was like, no, girl. When I tell you the way my inbox used to look before I became a faith Christian, what? What? I can see your lunch, bitch. I can see I can see everything. Like, they were forthcoming or trying to be. But
I wish my inbox looked like that. I've got a lot of people being like, I would date you if my boyfriend would let me, or I would date you if my girlfriend would let me, or you can come be part of our throuple if you want. We live in Wisconsin. I wish it was like Dick Pic City. Give me your lunch. I want to see it. Give me your whole asshole. Let me see it. I am horny.
Do you be telling people to slide in your DMs, though?
I say all the time that I don't really have people sliding in my DMs. I have the very lovely ladies who go, you inspire me to wear a bikini because you love yourself despite the way you look.
Oh, my God. I love those compliments. Don't you just
always
love those?
Always gets me. Do you get that a lot,
those
too?
Those backhanded, sideways, slap you in the face compliments. Yes, I love those. Yes.
It's so wild to me to be like, what do you mean? It's weird that I love myself.
Are you crazy?
Like, if I didn't love myself, I would be miserable. Imagine passing a mirror and going, ew, no. I mean, I dyed my hair blonde, so now I pass by a mirror and I go, ah! I'm like, oh, that's me. I did that.
But at least you did it, so, you know.
Yes, you know, just trying to keep it spicy, keep it fucking interesting.
Caliente, honey. Yes, I love it. I'm going to make sure that people, we're going to get some. See, but see, you know what it is, though? Your problem is that you are such a gay LGBTQIABCDFG, you know, icon. We love you so much. And so, like, you, like, so into being one of the girls, you need some straight, you know, Mandingo.
I know.
Like, connection.
The way I feel is, like, straight men don't appreciate my lashes. They don't appreciate this Gucci bag that I procured. They don't appreciate the shoes. Yes, the gay men do.
We're like, yes, queen.
Yes, and that's what I love. I'm like, yes, bitch. Like, I recently had an interview where the interviewer was like, so you seem to, like, speak a lot on behalf of, you know, queer people and the LGBTQA+ community. Like, why? And I was like, what? What do you mean, why? Those are the most fun. I love queer people. They're the most fun. You ever go to Mickey's at, like, 3 p.m. and stay till 3 a.m.? You'll see a lot. It's a good time.
It's a full shift.
It truly is. My favorite at any gay club, if you go to, like, a tea dance or whatever, is, like, the twink who gets too drunk by, like, 6 p.m. and they're passed out in the corner, and then at 1 a.m. they're, like, alive again. You're like, he has risen. It's my favorite thing.
Oh my God, it's so true now. Oh my God.
We have to take a break real quick.
Okay.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to, like, own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at, like, having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me.
And we're back. Okay, Latrice, where's your favorite place you've been? You've gotten to travel the world.
Yeah, but like the fans are like really, really super crazy in like Brazil. They're fanatic. Oh. Like, oh my gosh, you can be in Brazil. And they're like, come to Brazil. I'm like, bitch, I'm here.
I'm like, I'm fucking here.
I'm right here, bitch. But they love us there. And like, of course, like when you go to the Netherlands, I love the Netherlands. And when I went on the Work the World tour, I got to see like countries that I had never thought I would go to. And They are really receptive because no one goes there. So the last thing they expect is to see their favorite drag queen, you know, right there in front of them. So they were just really above and beyond. So I just, I just love Europe. Europe and Brazil and UK. That's just, I feel like it's my second home over there. Like, I really do. But I've been getting really, like, last year I toured Canada. And, we did Here's to Life. And, like, it was actually a year ago this month. Yeah. And I got to see a lot of the culture. And they're just so sweet.
Yeah.
Sugary sweet. They have legal weed. Oh, my God.
Wait, is there no legal weed in Florida?
We have medical, But it's, you know, they're gouging on the prices, so I still use my old guy.
I just say you're supporting independent business.
You know, black businesses.
Black owned independent businesses.
But so Canada was a lot of fun, and obviously watching them on, you know, Drag Race has been a hoot. So
it's been fun because it's there's no standard, and it feels like older seasons of Drag Race. It feels very like season 2-3-ish to me.
Yeah, which exactly.
I love because as much as I love season 12, it was. Like, I feel like they said out loud a couple times in Untucked, like, we need to be friends. And I was like, no, you don't. I want someone to yell at somebody. Please. But also, I'm not like a fan who then decides to speak to the queen directly in a tweet or something to be hateful. Do you get any hate? Because I know Mayhem has said she's gotten hate, and Asia has said that people have asked her to step out of pictures, which to me is insane because Asia O'Hara is so talented and one of my favorite queens. But do you get that? Because I feel like you're universally loved.
Well, yeah, up until All Stars 4, and then that changed some shit around.
Ooh.
But but like I got some hate, but the thing of it is that I'm established, and I've been established for many seasons. So people know my work and they know who I am. And so my true fans didn't buy into the editing and the storyline mm-hmm. of what television is. And so thankfully, although it was hurtful, the shit I was getting, and mm-hmm. I just tuned out because, and then I would reply with the complete opposite of what they were expecting. I'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, well, I'm sorry I didn't, you know, do what you had expected. Hopefully, you know, I'll improve and I'll get better. So mm-hmm. thank you. You know, nothing but love, kisses, and smooches, and I'll keep it moving. But yeah, it was some hateful ass, racist ass, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, but like the thing that y'all forget is that I'm almost 50. So being called fat, black, nigger, monkey, gorilla, whale, you can call me whatever the hell you want. You can call, like, I don't answer to that, bitch, because mm-hmm. I'm above that. A queen don't answer to that bullshit. You can't shake this shit. And I keep telling you, what you did not give, you cannot take away. Mm-hmm. And I built this shit. I built this. So you don't have no power here. Be gone. Mm-hmm. And so they were. And then now they're mad at somebody else this week, you know?
Yeah, I think that's such an important thing for people to hear. It's like the people outside of you did not create you. They didn't help you, you know, get to where you were or are or where you're going. So truly pay them bitches no mind.
No mind. None. And the ones that are loving and support you, that's what you need to hold on to. But it always is that just one comment. You can yes. scroll through 300 comments and it's just that one. You're like, mm-hmm. oh, bitch, really? Oh, mm-hmm. oh, mm. And I have it takes everything in me not to go. But if you catch me on the right day at the right time.
Doing live shows, God bless, I miss it. But like the one person not laughing in the crowd, the performance then becomes for them. Because I'm like, yep. I will crack you. I will make you laugh. And then it's almost like, fuck everybody else who's like, join me. I'm like, this one person, I will break you and you're going to like me. And I don't know. I think that's like human nature. And I don't know why we're like that.
I don't know. Well, part of our thing is that because our struggle is super real. We like, it's always been an uphill climb for us. And I say us because we are very kindred in the way we are colored mm-hmm. and we are shaped. And there's a lot of things that we go against when it comes to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real. And so, like, we try harder. We try harder. We've always had to work harder at our craft to be above and beyond what you're going to expect when you looked at me, you know? Because as soon as they look at you, they've already cast a judgment in like, oh, what this bitch going to do? What this yes. big bitch going to do? You know? And then we show them.
Yeah, I had an interview. It was for like daytime television. So it was like a heavy question for daytime television. He was like, has the way you looked prohibited you from things in Hollywood? Has it hindered you? And I was like, not prepared for that question at 7 a.m. on Good Day, Hello, whatever the show was. And I was like, oh my God. Yes. And then I was like, I mean, we could get into it, but like, no, it hasn't hindered me from like getting work because there's always a nurse, there's always a maid, there's always the funny fat best friend who doesn't have a life. But like, sure, it's hindered me from getting like the lead. It's hindered me from things. I was like, but if you really want to talk about systemic racism in the entertainment industry at 7 a.m., we can do that.
We can go there. But I thought this was supposed to be good morning.
Yes, I thought it was good morning, and I was going to tell you I had a book. Don't you want to hear about those things?
Because I'm actually doing something. Mm-hmm. Hello?
And then you might get this, but people are always surprised that like I can do a split or like anything physical. They're like, wow, how?
Oh my God, you're my hero. Seeing you on that pole gives me, girl, now you know that my alter ego is a stripper. Her name is Amber.
Yes, Amber.
Amber, honey, Amber Ambiance.
Because I know what Amber does. Amber's serving you a full ambiance fantasy.
Hello.
The lights are low and yes. Amber's gonna give it to you.
So seeing you on that pole is just glorious. I had to retire, girl. I was knocking down ceiling beams, girl. They didn't have no insurance.
That's so why it's like, outside. I'm not trying to destroy my house. Get real. No.
Okay.
No. No, I paid for it. I'm not gonna ruin it.
Right.
Pole is such an interesting thing because I feel like it's such a stigmatized thing. Like a lot of dancers are shadow banned on Instagram, meaning like you can't find their pages. If you look at like hashtags and shit, it's like a way to suppress sex workers and whatnot. And I think sex work is real work. It's hard work. Imagine your job is fucking a dude that's stupid and you are not attracted to them, but you serve them the full fantasy. That's fucking work. And a lot of bitches do it for free. So like, if you can monetize it, let's do it. You know?
You said that. Yes,
but that's why like I love it, because the girls there are like, yeah, people talk shit about this, so like we're just gonna support one another. And it's like, literally, if I get one move that I didn't have the day before, like the girls go, they're like, yes, you fucking did it, bitch, that's it. Like, and I love that. It's truly, and maybe it's just like my studio is like that. Other studios might be like rude or whatever, but like I love the girls at my studio. Everyone is so kind. Like when I post like a video of me doing something mediocre, like fully mediocre, they're like, you did that, bitch. You did fall down, bitch. Yes, bitch, you walked in those heels and you held on to the ball, bitch.
Small victories, bitch. We'll take it.
Very small victories.
And we'll take it. Are you watching? Okay. You have to.
P-Valley?
Bitch, you know it.
Yes
ma'am.
Latrice, I'm like, I told my agent, I told my manager, I said, when they come back for season two, I will hire my own dialect coach, because I don't do a Southern dialect well. We have to figure out how to get me on this show.
Oh my God.
It is so well written and it's juicy. Did you see last week's episode?
Of course I did.
It was so funny too.
When I tell you, oh my God, getting my everlasting laugh on the show.
The person, I can't remember their name, who plays the one who owns the pink, he is truly so talented. I was like, why wasn't people nominated for Emmys for this? I think maybe it premiered after.
I think it.
But I'm like, if they don't get nominations for the way it's so shot is good. Beautiful. The dialogue is like so funny. My favorite part was, I think it was last week, she was like in line for something, sees her mom on TV, and this lady on the phone out loud is like, yeah, he ate me out.
At the check cashier store.
Yes, at the check cashier store. I laughed because I was like, yeah, you'll be doing the most mundane things. You'll be in Home Depot and you'll hear some white lady be like, we went to brunch and then he snorted coke off my asshole and then I blew him. And you're like, what is your life?
What's going on with your world?
Oh my God, I love it.
It was so good.
And I think they use actual strippers. I know the double for Mercedes is this stripper or dancer named Spida, and I don't know what her Instagram is. I think she changes the name of it, but she like was the first person I saw doing that surfboard move where a girl is horizontal and she's on top. It used to be Magic and Spida. I think Spida now does it alone, but like Magic would be on the bottom, Spida would be on top, and they would just, it like, the strength that these women
have is so wild. Oh, but it is sexy as hell.
It really is.
So sexy. I love me a good old, that's real adult entertainment to me. Like, that's some good old fashioned get down with the get down, put it in your face.
Yes.
Ooh.
To me, it's like gymnastics after dark. Because these
very bad.
I think you should get a pole in your house or get one outside. Expo made stages. They make stages that you could just put outside.
Oh, but wait, what's the weight limit?
Here's the thing. Technically, there is no weight limit.
Liza Minnelli.
But if you see two thins or three thins on a pole, that means one fat could be on one. That's chemistry.
That is chemistry. Now, I can add up real fast. So if there's three holes, that's about 120 pounds a piece. That's 360, 75. Add a little to carry one.
You carry that one, dip it down, bring it back out, shake it off. It's wet. And that means anybody can get on a pole. But I truly, I think they can with stand at least like 350, maybe 400 pounds. Someone's going to get at me and be like, you're fully wrong. But
right.
I think they can withstand a lot. I'm just never going to run at a pole and swing.
No.
Like that I understand. Logically, you may die. You may swing on up right into the heavens and get burned by the sun, bitch. So we're not swinging around it. We're going to walk around it, do a little couple spins that are close. You know, we're not going to die.
It makes me think, because I've seen a lot of videos of bitches swinging on a pole and it goes completely left, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the floor, they're rolling around in agony. Mm-hmm. Very Scarlet Takes a Tumble. You remember Scarlet
yes.
Takes a Tumble?
My, okay, when Scarlet Takes a Tumble, y'all, if you don't remember Scarlet Takes a Tumble, just Google it. It's this woman singing, and she, her hair is done. She got some flares on. And for whatever reason, steps up on a coffee table.
Why,
and
girl,
you
why?
Can infer what happens. But I had family members text me to ask me if that was me. And I was like, y'all are racist. You can't tell black people apart. You're black! But
oh my God.
I think about Scarlett a lot when I wear heels on the pole because I'm like, Nicole
See?
Might take a tumble.
We don't want it. We don't want it.
We
but
do
you
not
mean,
want
you
it.
Get, you are getting so much better. I got to tell you.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, I've been watching your progress. It's
Thank
very,
you.
Very inspirational. I'm just not brave enough. So I live vicariously.
One day you'll be brave. But how did you figure out you could do like a drop split? How did you figure out you were so flexible?
Oh, well, because I used to dance, like color guard before drag.
Yes. Okay.
And so I just incorporated and brought her on over. And see, that's the kiki. That's the gag. Mm-hmm. You don't know by looking at me that I can do that. So I was able to hold on to my flexibility somewhat because I kept dancing in drag. And I don't know if I can do a split now. I retired from Shablerman.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, because I'm not trying to do no club gigs either no more. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying not to be in the black. There comes a time
yes.
in all of our lives when yes. you have to say, okay, baby.
Yes, the club. I, good night,
yeah,
goodbye.
Good night and goodbye. Yeah. I'm used to, like, when you do once you do theater, girl, it's like you're in by 6, you do your meet and greet, showtime's at 8.
Mm-hmm. It starts
over by
at
10,
8.
At 8. At 8. And you do your little hour and a half, you good by the time you get done, wash up, blah, 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 by 10:30, baby, you out of drag.
Yes.
And the day is over. It's time to get something to eat and lay it on down. And
yes.
I like that.
This year is a very, it's a bummer for me because I was trying to transition from clubs to theaters. And
uh-huh.
clubs for comedians, truly, it's the same. It's like late mm-hmm. nights, drunk people, people clamming their like dinner plates around.
Yeah.
And then like you're just like, what am I doing? But then the first theater I did where I had my own show, where I was truly like, what? I can't believe I've ever done a club.
I
did 5 nights. To people who didn't, who like literally I was interrupting their dinners, but now in a theater, they want to be there. They understand they're at a show. Very rarely am I heckled in a theater. And
Correct.
Then you're right. Like it's one and done or two and done. And I'm in bed and I feel great. And you make the same amount of money that you do like doing 5 nights at a club.
Amen.
It's just nicer.
It's nice.
And then
it's
some people
nice.
Will like gripe about the price. They're like, but the theater's more expensive. I'm like, it's the same price as going to a club because at a club, a drag show, you're paying for drinks and whatnot.
Exactly.
At like a comedy club, you're paying for your dinner, your 2-drink minimum.
Mm.
It's the same if like, I'm just taking away the 2-drink minimum. You don't have to drink
That's
at a theater.
You don't have to drink.
You yeah. know, you could pay attention and not scream at me.
Exactly. That would be nice.
What's
yeah.
the wildest thing a fan has done during a show, after a show, just in general?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I've only had to stop my show like once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened. I think, were we in Canada? Or maybe we were in, no, maybe we were in the UK. I think we were in the UK and we were touring Here's to Life. And we were at one of these venues. I don't remember. Maybe, I forget the name of it. But this drunk bitch, honey, you know, they in the UK, they start drinking early and a lot. Like, that's the code. And yeah, they... Early and a lot of it. And by the time the show rolled around, she was drunker than drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm literally trying to talk about my dead mother and me being in jail. And this bitch is talking about, woo, say Jesus is a biscuit. Woo.
Oh, like, boy.
Girl, this is not that time,
mm-hmm.
nor the place. And so she had been like heckling and talking loudly around the people that she was sitting, and they were getting annoyed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally I was like, security.
Mm-hmm.
And they got her ass up out, and everybody started clapping and cheering, and we went on with the show. But I don't like to do that. I hate doing that, but I will put your ass out.
Same. My friend Mateo Lane's a comic. He's the first person I saw throw someone out of a show, and I was like, you can do that? And he was like, yes bitch, it's your show.
Yo, shit.
If they are disrupting your show, get them the fuck out.
Yeah.
But then I was watching a bunch of Beyonce videos last night, and or is this two nights ago? I don't fucking remember. But there's a video of, I think she's in Brazil. Somebody literally snatches Beyonce, like arms around her, and like pulls her into the crowd. But then
what?
Security is, you know, on top of shit, and they pull on her back it. Up on stage. And then they were like taking the dude out. She like doesn't miss a beat. She keeps singing. And like security's trying to take him, and she's like, it's fine, it's fine. What's your name? And I was like, what's your name? He tried to take you. Liam Neeson was about to get on the case to get you back.
I love that movie.
But I was like, I guess if Beyonce can deal with it gracefully, I can too. But then I'm like, but Beyonce's making a lot of money to deal with it gracefully. I'm just, you know, really hoping to make my guarantee.
I mean, because like, honestly, if he was in the first row or that close enough to snatch her,
mm-hmm.
he's paid tens of thousands yes. of dollars for that
yes.
ticket.
Yeah, and he deserves the show.
Bitch, I feel like I want to touch you too, bitch. I'm going to touch you for $10,000.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you paid $35. I could be more gracious.
Thanks for coming.
Truly. I've been watching. I watched a lot of Beyonce the other night, and then I was watching Katy Perry's 2015 Super Bowl performance, and I was like, if anything represents 2020, it is this 2015 performance. She comes in a flame outfit riding a lion that's animatronic, and
oh,
it roars,
right. I remember
and you're like,
this.
The fuck? And then there's
right.
chess pieces for no reason, and then
right.
Lenny Kravitz appears, doesn't sing his right. own shit, she grinds on him, so we get out of there, and then we go to this beach ball scene where everyone talked about the shark, but I was like, the beach ball looks ill and these trees are haunted. What is going on? And then she gets on a The More You Know star, and this the microphone's looped to her wrist, and she's just very slowly moving over the crowd, and I'm like, this was wild. Why didn't we stop talking? And then by the end of it, I forgot that Lenny Kravitz was there, and then Missy Elliott appears for no reason because I didn't know they were friends, and then she dances with Missy in a way that I've never seen a person dance. I was like, your legs don't bend. What's happening? Why are you so stiff? And she really stuck out like a sore thumb. I was like, this is 2020 where nothing can be explained.
Oh my god.
You gotta watch it again. I was also so high, and I was like, this is 2020, and no one's saying it.
Nobody's saying nothing.
No, and then I couldn't believe, I was like, the only thing I remember is people talking about Left Shark, and I was like, there was so much more in this performance to talk about,
baby,
than
yeah.
just the Left Shark.
I forgot about that. That was a hodgepodge.
It was wild, and I say it with love, Katy Perry, but your mind is wild.
Baby. I don't know. That was some crazy shit.
Uh-huh. Her brain is a firework.
Dynamite. Uh-huh.
What's your favorite song to perform to?
Well, if I'm dancing, if I'm going, because I'm a house queen, I love a good old house anthem.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm going to, you know, shake you up, I'm going to give you some, make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Make me feel good.
Oh.
Make me feel G-O-O-O. Yeah, yeah, that's my shit right there. But if I'm going to take you to church, we're going to do Aretha.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I'll give you my Aretha medley. But, it's a range. It's a
mm-hmm,
range of,
mm-hmm.
Wherever you want me to show up, baby, I'm going to show up.
I love it.
Show out.
I love the range, darling. What advice can you give me when the world goes back to semi-normal and I'm trying to catch some dick? How should I go about doing it?
Well, stay away from these sissies, first of all. And then...
I feel like most gay men are like, you gotta leave us alone. You gotta just
you're cock blocking yourself. You're cock blocking yourself, girl. For real. But yeah, I didn't know that you not get your DM should be stacked with dick all time. No, especially on Twitter.
It's because I have 7 straight men who listen to me. Like, straight men don't know me. Whenever, like, when I did live shows, women would drag their boyfriends here, and if we did a meet and greet, they love to be like, I had no idea who you were. My girlfriend dragged me here, or my sister dragged me here, and you're actually very funny. And I'm like, thank you. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Oh, so okay, so you have a highly gayly populated
gay and
fan base
and fat and women
and fat women. Damn, Gina.
I was at a club once and they were like, your fans like to eat. And I was like, yes, because there's very few fat people who perform. So like when you see one and you like it, you say,
people.
I'm a go. That's my people. Yeah. I got to go.
Oh, damn. 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 Oh, how do we work that out, girl? You need a wingman for real. Like you don't got no best, no good Judy girl that like your homegirl that like is about it and like.
I have a best friend, but she's not good at, like... No, actually, she's very good. She's very good at being a wingman. She's very good at setting things in motion. And then I'm terrible at it. Like, we were in Italy, and the two guys that owned the Airbnb were doing work in, like, the common area. And I walked out, saw them, and I went, oh! I didn't say a word to them. I just made a noise. And then I texted Sashira. I was like, there's boys. And then she like had a normal conversation with them. And then as we were going down the stairs, she was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh, they were cute boys. And she's like, do you want to go talk to them? And I was like, yes, but you have to set it up. You have to speak first. And she was like, oh my God, Nicole, fine. I just, something comes over me where I suddenly am shy. I don't know how to talk
to
straight men.
That's wild because you're so like fluent. Like, look, you just full of gab.
Well, we can kiki. Like, I know you. You're fat. Like, I love you. Like, we've eaten edibles together. We have a good time, you know? With straight men, I'm like, I don't know. I know you don't watch Drag Race. I know you don't like drag queens. And I know you don't like a bunch of other gay shit that I'm into.
That's the thing. Well,
so it's hard. It's like you're not gonna come in on my lashes. They're 407s.
Do you like hood boys? You like hood boys?
I don't think they like me. So growing up, I went to church in like a super black area, and a lot of times they'd be like, "Why do you sound so white?" Blah blah blah. That and the other. And I dated this dude. I was sucking his dick. I don't know if it was dating, but he was from Bed-Stuy, and he would always be like, "You're the strangest person I've ever met." And I was like, "Yeah, but you like it, right?" So I would love, you know, I would date any black man. I love black men.
My understanding is that your king is probably not in the United States.
Mm.
It's those Indian dudes, the Germany.
Mm.
They love the chocolate.
When I was in Italy, they liked it. They kept calling me spicy, and I was like, okay.
Oh, see, you're spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, maybe what you need is not here, which is fine. Import a bitch. Import that dick right over to you, and, you know, you might have to pay a little bit more for it, like we
just
all do.
Just a little bit.
But, you know, it'd be worth it to have some imported dick.
I think so. Well, Latrice, we've come to the end. I could talk to you forever. Is there anything you want to promote?
Well, I just have our weekly podcast, The Chop, with me, Manila, and Latrice. So just check us out. That comes out. I think we're going to be moving to Tuesdays, though. So now on Mondays, but it's going to be moving to Tuesday. But you ain't got nowhere to go, so it don't matter when they come out.
Yeah, just fucking wait for it. You're not going nowhere.
And I would also like to promote wear your mask. If you don't wear your mask, you're an ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We just want to go back to normal. Oh, wait, Latrice, would you date me?
Oh, my God. I have been thinking about this from the day we met. And I was just like, you know, I would totally dig it up all up in that.
Yeah.
You know, had I not been, Christopher already told me before I started this podcast, he was like, well, you're the one who won't let me date her. I was like, oh, you feeling some type of way about it? Do we need to have a discussion and renegotiate our contract? But we would totally do you. Maybe we can have you as a third, like everyone else would do it. But like, we would do it for real and film it and make a coin.
Oh my God. Imagine. Mm-hmm. We'll release it on OnlyFans and the price is $10,000. I don't think nobody needs to watch me fuck. It's silly.
I got a good ring light.
I got a good ring light. There's going to have to be two ring lights or a big ass ring light. There's a lot of body that's going to be in that threesome.
And poor little Christopher in the middle.
Oh my God, he might pass away. The four butt cheeks squishing him.
That's one old Oreo, bitch.
Oh, Shablam gives a new meaning. It's like, Shablam, he dead.
I love you so much.
I love you, Latrice. Thank you so much for doing this. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can subscribe, you can rate it 5 stars. If you write me something nasty, I will read it. This person said, if we went on a date, I would buy you lots of drinks because I'm nervous and I'll make my move on a first kiss. We'd passionately retreat to the bathroom stalls where I would sit you down on that dirty toilet seat and eat your pussy until you cry out the name you thought when you heard I told you who I was over the loud music. We'll laugh it off, then I'll throw out some devil horns, slide them into your wet pussy and make you squirt all over the dirty floor. I'll pull my strap out of my purse because I'm prepared and shit. And I'll bend you over the toilet and fuck you till you squirt again, making the floor a slippery mess. We'll lose our footing, fall on the floor, and keep fucking. You pick up some toilet paper out of my hair, and we kiss deeply, and I fuck you on the floor of the bathroom in this random dive bar. I would date you, but I'm a fan, and I don't want to muddy anything. I wish we met another life. I think we'd be close.
Here we go. Here we go.
So, yeah, that's it for Why Won't You Date Me? Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production. Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.